Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, sitting down with us right now, the head coach of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Hey, Coach. How are you?
Nick Saban. Mike and Carl. Joining us here on Dukes and Bell. And I know it's been a busy day, Coach. I'm curious to know, why is everybody trying to run you out, Coach? Everybody's asking you about retirement, and you said Miss Terry's not ready for you to retire.
No, that's for sure. She didn't want me at home. That's look, I have to be busy. I enjoy what I do. That's never changed. The relationships with players, being part of a team since I was 9 years old, I get scared just thinking about it. So, you know, I feel good. I'm healthy. I want to continue for as long as I can. And certainly the challenges at Alabama are something that are unique in terms of the tradition, the expectation, the kind of players that we have, and the commitment that I've made to the players that are there. So we're all in.
And you still enjoy doing it? You got a younger staff? You're always bringing in the right pieces, it seems like, every year.
Yeah, well, I think this last time we had lost a lot of good coaches, but, man, we really, you know, sort of hit a home run with the guys that we were able to bring in. Really good recruiters. Very good relationships with the players, you know, I think a little younger, a little more energy and enthusiasm, and that's always welcome.
We're talking with head coach Nick Saban here on Dukes and Bell. We were talking to Brad Nessler, and we were talking about the fact that, you know, you're entertaining, you know, the Coke bottle thing, and I'm about to ask you a question. I'm glad you don't have a Coke bottle here, but everybody wants to know, Coach, what's the situation with the quarterbacks? And you know, listen, after what you guys did in the national championship, it was incredible and what Tua was able to do. But the question we always get is, how do you not play a guy that's won 26 games for you, right?
Right.
What's the situation?
Well, I think that we have to be fair in giving both guys a really good opportunity. And I think one of the two players have to win the team. And I think both guys are capable to contribute to the team, and that's also a possibility. That both guys play a role in what our team does. So it's just a competition, no different than a competition at any other position. And I don't think it's been determined yet. So you just kind of let it play out. And I'm not sure that I can set some date and say on August the 18th, it's going to get determined. It's going to get determined when it gets determined, and that's going to be the way it has to be.
Nick Saban's with us here, guys, and we've got your protege's got a similar situation. We've got a great athlete in Fields that he recruited along with Fromm. But do you want to lock in on one guy, or do you want to go with a hot hand, or do you want to see multiple quarterbacks? We've seen that in the past, or you want to stick with one guy for the job?
Well, I want somebody to win the team, and if that doesn't happen, we'll have to wait till it happens, and I think we'll know when it happens, and we'll kind of go from there. But this is a different situation than we had a year ago. You know, when Tua was a freshman, Jalen was the starter. You know, Tua not only had to beat him out, he had to do something to allow Tua the opportunity, because out of respect for him and the number of games that he won, you couldn't just put the other guy in. It would be detrimental for the other guy.
Right.
And it's going to be the same thing with other teams that have quarterback controversies and they have young guys that are talented. You put those guys in there and fail, man, that could ruin them. So you kind of protect them as they come along, which is what we did with Tua last year. Play him as much as we could play him. If the other guy struggled, we could always put him in the game, and he had enough experience to respond. And that's exactly what happened to us in a Georgia game.
Coach, how proud are you of your coaching tree? I mean, obviously Kirby's at Georgia, right? Now you got Jeremy Pruitt at Tennessee, and you're going to have to see him.
Jimbo.
But, yeah, I mean, now you're looking around your league, and you're going, okay. I mean, but there has to be some pride in that too, right?
Well, I don't think there's any question about it. You know, Jim McElwain was at Florida and did a really pretty good job. And, you know, Will's at South Carolina, the guys that you mentioned. You know, Jason Garrett used to coach for me, coach at Oregon. You know, Cristobal coached for us. And so it really does make me proud that so many guys did such a good job that it enabled them to get an opportunity where they have a chance to be successful, because that's really what they worked and did a good job for us, was so that they could get the next opportunity. I really wouldn't want coaches on my staff that were satisfied with just being an assistant and didn't really want to be a coordinator, or was a coordinator that didn't really want to work hard to be a head coach. So I'm happy that those guys' dreams and what they worked for came true for them, and I'm proud of the fact that they're doing a good job.
Well, Coach, before we cut you loose, we've got a pitch count because obviously a lot of media responsibilities coming. Coach, the linebacker core, last year you overcame all those injuries. Seemed like every week somebody was going down. How are your linebackers looking for this season?
Well, we already had one go down. You know, yeah. Terrell Lewis, who was one of the guys that got hurt last year in the first game of the year, was probably one of our most productive defensive players going into the season because of the versatility he had and the things that he could do. So we still got a couple good ones. We still got a couple good inside. We don't really have the depth that we've had at that position. So we're not going to be able to sustain injuries like we did a year ago. So hopefully we get a little lucky at that position.
Coach, did you guys run out of gas with the pontoon? What happened?
The fuel pump went out.
I'm telling you. We saw that story. We're like, come on. Did it really?
The fuel pump went out. Brand new boat. First time out in it.
Unbelievable.
I got a lot of gas cans if you need one. A lot of people send me gas cans.
I might need one.
Thanks so much, Coach. We know you got a lot to do today. Appreciate you giving us 5 minutes.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it. Coach Nick Saban, Alabama Crimson Tide guys, national champ.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.